Well, thanks very much for tuning in to this week's Tech Law 10 from a very sunny London, where we're still coming down from the victory of Andy Murray over the weekend. But we must turn our mind, Eric, to some more mundane legal matters. And we've had a question on our Tech Law 10 discussion board on LinkedIn from Martin Hall, who's a lawyer over here in the UK. And to paraphrase Martin's question, he's allowed us to use his name for this podcast. He was very interested, Eric, in what you were saying a couple of weeks ago about your dropping of BlackBerry and your conversion to Apple products. But he was wondering if, as lawyers, we should be using Siri, for example, and iCloud, given that Apple, you know, can see that data. Is that something that has caused regulatory concerns? Do you have a view on that?
Well, first of all, yes, this is Eric Sinrod from Duane Morris in San Francisco, where we had a baking hot 4th of July, and we, too, were also celebrating Andy Murray's victory. That was phenomenal what he did in that third set and that last game, and had Djokovic for being a perfect gentleman about it. Yes, so I wrote, and we talked about a while back my transitioning from the BlackBerry over to the iPhone, and I think I'm probably certainly one of a number of attorneys to have done that here in the U.S. I mean, the offerings on the iPhone are very rich in terms of the apps, and the screen is fantastic. And I have the latest iPhone 5. The camera function is very good. And truthfully, Siri's become one of my good friends. I love it when I'm in the car and I can just say, please call, Jonathan Armstrong's mobile, or please text my wife. It makes life a lot easier. And frankly, I like using Siri for that purpose, because I'm still having some difficulty typing on the touch screen. I did very much like the BlackBerry's, the tactile true keyboard. I was able to type, on the BlackBerry with my thumbs practically as fast as I can type, on my desktop computer keyboard. So it was difficult for me to lose that, if you will. So I've become very familiar with Siri. But I think the question presented, is sort of more, is different in terms of, what should be, in the cloud as a matter of substance when, we're dealing with, true, attorney communications and information. So I know, Jonathan, you've been thinking about that, and I'd welcome your thoughts on the specific issue.
Yeah, I mean, I think from a UK point of view, I think there are a number of concerns in my view. I mean, firstly, if there's no client data involved and no personal data, then that's one thing. But I think as lawyers, we tend to merge more of our private and professional lives. So I suspect that most of us have one device which has client details on, as well as personal details. And I think you then, under the UK regulatory regime, certainly, you have to go to the lowest common denominator. So you have to treat that data as professional data if it includes client data. And I think then that leads to a number of requirements, really. First of all, if the data is going up into the cloud, then there's potential issues around data protection and data privacy laws. And the UK regulator was quite quick out of the blocks as far as cloud is concerned. The Information Commissioner's Office issued their personal online code of practice, which had some questions that you had to ask when putting data up into the cloud. And they emphasized that again with a specific guidance note back last year. And they particularly object, I think, to those cloud services that have non-negotiable terms. The guidance says, for example, cloud customers should take care if a cloud provider offers a take-it-or-leave-it set of terms and conditions without the opportunity for negotiation. Such contracts may not allow the cloud customer to retain sufficient control over the data in order to fulfill their data protection obligations. And that, it seems to me, could almost be written for Apple, my suspicion is that if you, you know, wrote, "Dear head of Apple, I would like to negotiate the terms of, you know, your provision of Siri and iCloud services with you. Can we schedule a convenient time to go through the agreements?" You'd get, if a reply at all, then a fairly short one. And I guess as well, if you're a lawyer and you decide to draft your own contract and send it to Apple and say, "I'd like to contract on my terms," I guess, again, you'd get a short reply or none at all. So I think from a data protection point of view, there are particular issues when you're putting personal data up into the cloud. You know, in your private capacity, that's fine. But once you're in a business capacity, then you're likely to be subject to the data protection regime. And then I think there are professional requirements as well. In the UK, the Law Society, which regulates the solicitor's profession, has looked at some cloud issues in the past. We now have a multiple regulatory regime, so the Solicitors Regulatory Authority have now taken over responsibility for the regulation of the profession, but equally, they're very clear that client data shouldn't be, you know, compromised, and we have had a regulatory action against a lawyer who was hacked, and the Bar Association, if you like, took action against him for not having secured that data. And equally, we've had a data regulator enforcement action just this morning against an organization that employed a lawyer that put confidential materials in his briefcase and had the briefcase stolen off a train. So I think there are parallels in the non-iPhone, non-iCloud world that would make me approach any of this, I think, with some concerns. That's not to mean to say you can't do it, but I think you have to undertake a proper risk analysis, and the answer might not be as clear-cut as might first seem to me.
Yeah, and one area where we deal with this over here, of course, electronic discovery and litigation is now, in some cases, the tail wagging the dog. You know, once upon a time, the thought was, you know, now that information is stored and handled electronically, you know, in cases, it'll be so much easier to conduct discovery because, you know, you just press a button and it all pops out. Well, of course, we know that's not the case, and now electronic discovery can be extremely cumbersome, burdensome, and expensive. And of course, we now have, you know, innumerable, you know, e-discovery vendors that participate in the process. And so then, you know, you were talking about, you know, the contract hypothetically with Apple. Well, we deal with, you know, contracts with e-discovery vendors when we're handling, you know, electronic data that belongs to clients and, you know, deals with communications between lawyers and clients. And the like, and it can also be stored, you know, in the cloud, and, you know, great care is taken in terms of ensuring, at least it should be, great care should be taken to ensure that the information is handled in a confidential and protected way, even when dealing with, or especially when dealing with third-party e-discovery vendors.
Yeah, no, I think that's, so hopefully we've given Mr. Hall some pointers. And it's probably a topic we'll return to again, I would suspect. I guess that's our 10 minutes up. All that remains, I think, is to thank you for listening. And since I normally wrap up, Eric, why don't you do that instead?
Okay. Well, you can find us in the cloud, of course. Please look for us, you know, on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter. My email address is ejsinrod@dwaynemorris.com, and we love to hear from you, and we'll continue these podcasts. We're coming up on our 100th podcast. I'm not sure quite what number we're on now, but I think we're about to crack 90 if we haven't by this podcast. So we'll have our centennial podcast coming soon. Jonathan Armstrong, my colleague here, is going to be visiting our fair Bay Area in a matter of a couple weeks, and I hope to see him then.
Yep, that's right.
Maybe we'll even be podcasting from Fisherman's Wharf. All right, Jonathan, is there anything else you want to say here?
No, that's fine. Thanks for listening, and we'll speak to you in a week or so.
Cheers.
Take care. Bye.